Simon & Schuster Audio presents One Writer's Beginnings, Three Lectures by Eudora Welty. Read by the author and introduced by David Herbert Donald and Daniel Aaron. Recorded in the spring of 1983 at Longfellow Hall, Harvard University, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Well, welcome to a very crowded beginning, but we are glad indeed to see you. In behalf of the program in the History of American Civilization, I'm very glad to welcome you to the first of the William E. Massey Senior Lectures in the History of American Civilization. Thanks to the generosity of an anonymous donor, these lectures have been endowed to honor Mr. Massey, the distinguished Virginia businessman and philanthropist. A native of West Virginia, Mr. Massey spent most of his life in Richmond, where, since the age of 20, he has been connected with the A.T. Massey Coal Company. Distinguished alike for generosity and graciousness, Mr. and Mrs. Massey have done much to foster educational and cultural institutions, especially in the South, through the Massey Foundation. Unfortunately, health has not permitted Mr. and Mrs. Massey to be here on the occasion of this first Massey Lectures, but we are ever so pleased that the family is represented by a daughter and son-in-law who have flown in from California for this occasion. Could I ask you to express our appreciation, all of us, to Professor and Mrs. David Rankin, who represent the family here. David, Sally. You will convey to Mr. and Mrs. Massey the enthusiasm that is obviously here for the Massey Lecture Series and our best wishes for their continued health. Since Mr. and Mrs. Massey are Virginians, it is appropriate that our first Massey lecturer should be a Southerner. A native of Mississippi, Miss Eudora Welty has long been a resident of Jackson. Most of her fiction has a Southern setting and is peopled with distinctively Southern characters, figures that could not exist anywhere else. As Miss Welty herself has said of her stories, they are written from within. They come from living here, meaning in the South and in Mississippi. They are part of living here, of my long familiarity with the thoughts and the feelings of those around me in their many...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?